You know how much I weighed when I got sick?
How much?
220.
No kidding. I can't believe it.
I weigh 183 now and I feel fat.
Oh, well, you don't look fat. You look about right.
Well, I'm down normal.
For six, what did you say, four?
I'm not quite six.
Not quite six? Mm. You seem taller than to me. Well, I'm 5'5", that's why you seem so tall, I guess.
Yeah, I am. I'm 5 foot, no, yeah, 5'11 and a half.
Uh-huh. If you stretched, you could probably see.
And I was supposed to weigh 179. Uh-huh. But I'm supposed to be more now because I'm older. You know, when people get older, they weigh more.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But you can't tell them that. Like we used to start a ball game. Now, I want you to see a manager talking to, if he's talking to a right-hand pitcher, pitch so-and-so. Well, a left-hand pitcher, you can't pitch the same way to him.
Uh-huh.
You hit that ball out of the park when you, if you do.
Uh-huh.
We've always had a lot of trouble about that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You know, my husband is left-handed. He complains all the time.
I'm left-handed.
Well, do you find things inconvenient, like telephone booths and stuff like that?
No.
He complains about stuff like that all the time. He says the handle's on the wrong side and all that. Oh, and my good silver, our salad forks, they have a, you know how a fork's supposed to have a straight cutting edge, kind of? Well, on one side of the fork, he's got this kind of curved edge.
Yeah.
And for a right-handed person, then the fork, the edge that you use to cut is still straight. But he uses it, of course, the other way, and here he's got this curvy thing. So he can't use the salad fork to cut anything. It makes him real mad.
I'll tell you something else you can't do if you're left-handed.
Yeah.
Is use scissors. And you can use scissors the way they're made. You think you could turn over.
Yeah.
But you can't cut with them.
Really?
I can't use it at all. I can't use my left hand on it at all. Just,
Well, I would have figured it would just be the same.
I would, too, but it still makes a difference.
Huh. That's interesting.
Wow. Seemed like you could turn them over and eat the other way, see?
Mm-hmm.
But sure, I couldn't use them. I can't. I'd have a hard time cutting out a dress anyway.
Yeah, well, so would I. My mother always made my clothes, and I just never had to learn. Okay, there are two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and the kind that you buy at the store you'd call...
Light bread.
Okay. Would you ever call anything else if you went to the store to buy it?
No, not particularly, unless it's rye bread or something like that.
Okay.
Just a loaf of bread.
Yeah, okay.
I guess that'd be a better answer.
Okay. What do you call that kind of, well, I guess it's bread, way, that's sweet and it's in a circle, has a hole in the middle and fried.
Donuts.
Okay.
That's cake. That ain't no dough. Bread.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever seen the kind that are like, they're kind of long and they're curly like that, they're sort of wrapped.
Rolls?
Yeah, that's a donut, is it?
Rolls, yeah.
Okay. If you take a lump of donut dough and just dip it out with a spoon without making a hole in it, do you call that anything different?
A jelly donut.
Okay, would that have to have jelly in it or on it or?
Jelly always has some little jelly in it.
Okay. Have you ever seen a kind that's fried and deep fat and it has three little strips across the hole? I've never seen that either. Somebody has, though, because it's on here.
Yeah.
But I've never seen that either. What do you call those things that you have for breakfast that you